give it all you got, take your very best shot, and may the best team win. The time is now, the name of the game is action. They're on the floor and they're ready to score, so let the game begin. And let's see how the ball's gonna bounce today.
Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, it's time for another diaper change. You can guarantee one thing about basketball's LeBron James. Every season, no matter where he's located, there will be controversy and drama. Sometimes, three to be exact, there will be much joy. Ever since emerging as one of the final NBA players who has ever come to the league straight out of high school, LeBron James's career has been marked and marketed by a trail of annual angst. Yes, he won two NBA titles when playing in Miami, and another back in 2016 after he returned to Cleveland. But it seems that nearly everywhere LeBron James goes to play basketball, there's a trail of coaches and/or teammates who are tossed overboard if the self-proclaimed king isn't happy. This year, LeBron took his almost 35-year-old talents to La La Land to play for the Los Angeles Lakers. For a guy who dominated in the NBA's weaker Eastern Conference for his entire career, coming west to Los Angeles seemed to meet a few career check marks for LeBron. By moving to LA, LeBron James would position himself in a city where he already owned a home. Next, James would be in a willing city where his ever-expanding media profile could be even larger. He could make Tinseltown his next profit center by being front and center in one of the world's largest media, heavy on the word me, centers. Lastly, LeBron James could potentially separate himself from this guy named Michael Jordan as basketball's number one man if he could somehow, some way, turn around the Los Angeles Lakers from losers to champions once again. And what better city to write that story, huh? After his first year in Los Angeles, though, LeBron James's grand plan has started to unravel. Sure, he may be personally very comfortable. $30 million playing basketball every year can do that for you, and he's already immersed himself into the television and film production business out there. Basketball? Whoops! LeBron's appearance in a Lakers uniform did not result in making the playoffs this year for the home team. Prior to the coming of King LeBron, the Los Angeles Lakers last year sported a record of 35-47. Well, this year, with LeBron, the Lakers improved to 37-45, just two games better, and failed to qualify for the playoffs for the sixth straight season. One thing we know about LeBron James is that he won't accept any of the blame, though. Yes, even if he is the biggest reason why the Lakers may have failed to improve this season. Already, the Lakers front office has started to crumble after the failed expectations of the season. And making matters worse, across town there's this 80-year-old guy, a Los Angeles Laker Hall of Famer by the name of Jerry West, who has quietly managed to dump all of his big-name stars at crosstown rival Los Angeles Clippers. Instead of going to the bottom of the standings, though, Jerry West's Clippers are in the NBA playoffs right now, while big-name LeBron James sits at home for the postseason and ponders his next move. Or should I say, movie. LeBron James isn't happy. History says, when LeBron's not happy, it's time to clear out the nursery room. Before the Lakers' final game last week, another Lakers legend, Magic Johnson, abruptly quit his position as president of the Lakers. He did so without even telling his boss, owner Jeannie Buss. In true LA style, Magic Johnson held a press conference and explained to everyone else why he thought it was time for him to go. He just wasn't having any fun. Seriously. So Magic Johnson walked away after a turbulent season of trying to manage the ego of one of the NBA's best players, who also happens to be one of the most difficult personalities to control in the game, too. After the Lakers' final game last week, head coach Luke Walton was fired. Depending on whom you listen to, Walton and LeBron James, well, they never got along very well. Seems to be a common theme in James' relationship with several coaches during his career. Ironically, though, Luke Walton was immediately hired this week by NBA Western Conference rival the Sacramento Kings. Apparently, other people in the NBA believe that the problem in Los Angeles this season wasn't due to coaching. So now let's take an inventory. The president of the Lakers and their head coach are now gone 1 year after LeBron James comes in town. That leaves Lakers general manager Rob Pelinka as the last person standing in a key management role. Since assuming his job 2 seasons ago, Rob Pelinka hasn't exactly been successful by any means. Why would we expect it? Because he had no experience in this job before either. Rob Pelinka was an NBA player agent prior to being hired by the Los Angeles Lakers. Yes, that's the guy who does his best to get as much money for his players so that he too makes more money. I guess the Lakers felt, hey, if you can't beat them, hire them. Well, he probably should be fired. But he probably won't now, since the Lakers' dumpster fire has already started. And this is where LeBron James returns back to our story. After running off one of his coaches in Cleveland, David Blatt, James was instrumental in getting former Los Angeles Lakers guard Tyronn Lue promoted and hired to be Cleveland's coach for LeBron and his Cavaliers in 2016. And lo and behold, the Cleveland Cavaliers became the NBA champions that same year. Alas, LeBron left Cleveland last season in 2018 and stranded his little buddy Tyronn Lue with a team of Gilligan's Islands-like castaways. Lue was fired this year after only 6 games and 0-6 start with the LeBron-less Cavaliers. And now, the great puppet master LeBron James is pushing the remaining Laker in charge of this sinking ship, Rob Pelinka, to hire his guy, Tyronn Lue, as the new Lakers coach. Since Pelinka's leash is probably pretty short and ownership is fully on board with the All LeBron, All the Time show in Lakerland, Tyronn Lue probably should be considered the front runner for the coaching job. After that, LeBron can resume pulling Pelinka's strings in order to bring a few expensive free agents, assuming that any significant NBA stars would be willing to take the cash in order to play second fiddle to LeBron, that is. Of course, LeBron could be setting this all up to become the general manager himself, or even possibly player coach. Regardless of the short-term outcome, there's one thing I feel certain about. LeBron James is going to create more unrest for the Lakers until he gets a change. Ooh. That smell coming from the Los Angeles Lakers organization in the past week indicates that somebody better deliver a new nanny and a big box of Pampers for the NBA's biggest baby quickly. Whew, I'm Swamp Swami. Whew, don't anybody light a match.
Now, everyone at home, mecca lecca hi, mecca hiney ho.
Mecca lecca hi, mecca hiney ho.
Mecca lecca hi, mecca hiney ho.
The wish is granted. Long live Jambi.